inside, it's like this.
Mom Deanne remembers the ancient baobab tree in the courtyard of her family home. As a child, she was not allowed to climb it or cut its branches. Now, she honors these trees of Senegal by selling their powder as a natural dietary supplement.
It's wonderful for the heart. You have twice as more antioxidants in this fruit than goji berries, six times more than in blueberries.
It is one of 180,000 items at the Fancy Food Show, where food producers sell their trendiest goods to specialty shops and markets. Countries here sponsor a complete row of booths. This is the Korean pavilion, featuring spiced noodles and beef. The Indonesian pavilion, dried noodles and coconut. And the Chilean pavilion with its own food truck. Trade Commissioner Alejandro Buvinic says Chile has plenty to offer the American market.
For example, we have the huge Russian mountains, Los Andes. We have the driest desert in the north, the ocean Pacific, and in the south we have the ice. So that means that what we produce, they have the huge quality and really good for the health.
There are more than 50 different countries participating. That number has held steady over the past 2 years. But the change is right here in the United States, with more Americans demanding international foods. Sapore Oils and Vinegar caters to consumers in Washington's Capitol Hill neighborhood, many who are from different countries. Owner Renee Farr shops at the food show for global olive oils from small producers.
The beauty is that I can meet them one-on-one, talk to them about how the products are made, how they're manufactured, about their family, how long maybe the orchard's been in their family, and that means a lot to me, and then I can in turn share that with my customers.
And Deanne has a story of her own. She was making cosmetics from the baobab tree oil, but had no use for the powder from the tree fruit. Now that powder supplement supports her female workforce of 2,500.
It's a multiplication of their revenue by 4.5, which is wonderful. It means for them, children don't have to work, they can go to school.
Baobab, called the tree of life in Africa, providing a livelihood for African women and trying, like so many international foods, to catch on in the United States. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.